There are so many signs leading to some place that includes the name of Fleet, yet I've neglected to tell a tale of the fleet of fleets that abound here on the Northern Neck, particularly since I often run into the mayor of Irvington, Alex Fleet, who is a direct descendant of Henry Fleet the emigrant, and how could I have neglected Henry Fleet the emigrant, since he, way back in the 1600s, may have run into my favorite adventurer of yore, young Henry Spelman, and witnessed his tragic end. Henry Fleet's story, like thousands of others, is stamped on one of the countless road markers that give us a shorthand version of history. His reads in part, Fleet, born about 1602 in Kent, England, moved to Jamestown in 1621, was seized by the Anacostan Indians during a trading expedition, held for 5 years, learned their language, and after his release, became a negotiator for the Virginia and Maryland colonies. Fleet helped establish Maryland and later served in the Virginia House of Burgesses. He established the boundaries of Lancaster County. In May 1661, Fleet died and was buried at his home on Fleet's Island, Lancaster. So, let me give you a slightly longer version. Henry Fleet Sr. was one of our earliest explorers. The ships he sailed were filled with supplies for the new colonies, including young women and wives for Virginia's planters. But it was on a dreadful trip up the Potomac River that Henry Fleet and his men were attacked and captured by Indians. He made good use of his captivity. He learned their language. The time just before he was ransomed may have been when Fleet's life became briefly intertwined with that other Henry, known as Harry Spelman, the boy I've written about and have called the real-life version of that other Harry, the fictional Harry Potter. There seems to be some evidence that Fleet was a witness to the attack that ended the life of Henry Spelman. Spelman, too, had learned at least one of the Indian languages, became an interpreter, went back to England, wrote the first description of the lifestyles of the Northern Neck in his book called Relation of Virginia. He came back here for more adventuring and was a victim at the age of 28 of that massacre that Henry Fleet survived. After Fleet's ransom, he went back to England, became a partner and agent for a group of London merchants, and he traded for years with the Indians. After a long life of accomplishments, he came back to the Neck, to what became his final home, and at the age of 59, his burial place, Fleet's Bay in Lancaster County. Alas, there's nothing to mark the very short life filled with many accomplishments of that other Henry, Henry Spelman. This is Thea Marshall.